Well, good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. Once again, my name is Steve Clifton and I'm the Connections Director at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we wrapped up a series called Under the Hood, where we've been looking at 2 Corinthians 5, specifically how change is hard, but Jesus is able. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new is come." As I reflected on the theme of this series this past Sunday, I started thinking about my childhood and working on cars with my dad and learning just so much from him. And working with my hands regularly with my dad kind of conditioned me to try to do things on my own, a bit of a DIY guy before I hire somebody else. Unless, of course, it's above my pay grade or skill level, which frankly, it doesn't take too long to get there. But a few years ago, I was changing my brakes, which I'd done before, but this time I thought I'd go ahead and change the rotors. So I've got the car up on the jacks, I've got the brake assembly off, and I'm getting ready to take the rotor off, and I just can't pull it off. I'm hitting it with a rubber mallet. I'm trying so hard, I'm concerned I'm going to knock the car off the jack, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't get this thing off. And then I noticed this tiny little screw holding the rotor back from coming off. And I try every screwdriver I own to get this thing off, and it's just not moving. So after a little trusty YouTube research, of course, I found out, one, that screw's put in place on the assembly line so the rotor doesn't fall off before the wheels are put on the car. But more importantly, I found out that I was in need of a tool called an impact driver. Now, if you're not familiar with an impact driver, it's basically a heavy-duty screwdriver that when you hit the end of it with a hammer, it has a, I'll call it a spring assembly, and that driving force into the screw at the same time presses it in but turns it so slightly. And so, sure enough, I pound on the impact driver a few times and that screw breaks loose and allows the rotor to come off. Now, why do I tell you that story? Well, as I thought back about that, I couldn't help but think about how that old rotor was a lot like how I was before I knew Christ, and how that screw was holding the rotor back from being made new, just like my sin was holding me back from being made new. And then further, I thought, just like that hammer had to strike the end of that impact driver, Jesus had to endure nails in his hands and feet being struck with a hammer in order to go on to pay the ultimate price of death for us and break that sin free from us in order for us to not be held back and then be able to be made new. I continued to consider this concept of being made new and thought, you know, of course, about us being made into new creations when we initially accept Christ into our lives, but also thought, well, what happens after that? Which then made me think of a recent conversation with my kids in the car as we were listening to a radio station called The New Air One, or Air One, on the local dial. It's 99.3, and so I did some research, and they actually were, they changed their name to Air One in 1995, but they continue to call themselves The New Air One. So in that conversation, the question came up, well, how long are they going to call themselves new? I mean, they've been around for a really long time. They're almost as old as you, Dad. But clearly, as we are made new in Christ, and as I looked at their website and saw their mission, it made me think, so we are made new when we accept Christ into our lives, but we are also continually made new every day as we continue to draw closer to Him through prayer and through just listening to his Spirit. And just like the radio station calling themselves new as they continue to share the love of Christ through their messaging, we are continually made new as we're refined more and more like Christ. So I'm going to pray this verse back to God in a moment. And maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Maybe that's where you're at. You still have that little screw holding back the rotor. You still have sin holding you back from being made new. Or maybe today you've known Christ for a long time, and you could still be made newer today than you were yesterday. I'm going to pray and give us an opportunity for that as well. But before I do that, I do want to invite you to join us this Sunday as we kick off a new series. It's a fan favorite, now playing, and hope you join us next week for more Drivecast episodes. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be made new. I'm sure there are people listening today that have never made the decision to give you authority of their life. And I pray you give them the privilege of knowing what it means to be made new by removing that sin, and that they would accept your gift of salvation that you paid for on the cross. And I pray that if they want to take that step and make that decision, that they would reach out to someone that they know that could guide them through that. And for those of us that are listening today that call ourselves followers of Christ, Lord, we are new creations, just like this passage says. The old has passed away and the new has come. I pray, Lord, that you'd make us newer today than we were yesterday, newer tomorrow than we are today. God, that we become more and more like you every day as we are continually made new. I pray you'd work in our lives to make us more like you and reveal in us those areas that need to be renewed. Help us to turn those things over to you and place them at your feet on a daily basis. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now take a moment and pray on your own.